Well, if pundits and analysts are tired today, it's because they are up late waiting for final results out of Ohio. Ohio was always our problem child during election season. Ohio and Florida, I guess you could say. But Ohio is a pretty important political prize, and it's tough to really understand what's going on there politically. Ohio is a purple state. It's blue and white collar. It's religious and non-religious. A Rust Belt state with big cities and thousands of acres of mountains and farmland. There was a lot of talk in Ohio leading up to the primary about abortion and collective bargaining, but in the end, primary voters said they were most concerned about the economy, stupid. So what happened in Ohio, and what kind of victory was that for Mitt Romney? Joining us now, Ken Blackwell, Senior Fellow for Family Empowerment at the Family Research Council, and also with us, ML Schultze, News Director of WKSU Public Radio in Kent, Ohio. Thanks for joining us. I hope you guys weren't up all the way until they announced Ohio. Were you, Ken?
I was.
I can go in one better. I'm still up.
There you go.
So, I mean, Ken, you have a long history of politics in Ohio. You were mayor of Cincinnati. You were the state treasurer, the secretary of state. You ran for governor in 2006 as well. If we can't call the Ohio victory decisive for Mitt Romney, what do we call it?
No, I think a win is a win. That's how the Romney campaign has to look at it. They won the delegate count substantially and decisively, and they were 12 points down, maybe 2 weeks out, and they came back and they pulled the rabbit out of the hat. But what it suggests, if you look beneath the numbers, is that he still has a challenge with blue collar workers. He does well with suburban, white, highly educated, upper income voters, and he can compete with the president in that demographic group. They both are challenged with blue collar workers, and I think that's why the president is going to focus on, you know, the jobs that he saved in the auto industry and talk as if, you know, he was a blue collar worker all of his life. So that's, you know, the fault lines are being developed right now as we look towards the fall. But before Romney can get there, he has to understand that Newt and Rick Santorum did what they had to do to keep on.
Well, let me ask you, Ken. You know, earlier we spoke with our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick, and he said that Mitt Romney actually ended up winning in exactly the wrong places if he hopes to do well against Obama in Ohio. In other words, he won in those districts where Obama will probably do very, very well come the general election. What do you think about that?
Well, and I go back to what I just said. That is a correct analysis. They both are strong in the areas in which Romney won. But the reality is that they both are also weak among blue-collar voters. You go back, and the president lost lower-income, white, blue-collar workers in 2008. And if you look at the demographics last night that went to the poll, not only in Ohio, but in Georgia and Oklahoma and other of states, that is going to be a battleground. Which one can craft a narrative and demonstrate a record that relates to the plight of white blue-collar workers?
That's Ken Blackwell, now the Senior Fellow for Family Empowerment at the Family Research Council, and also with us, ML Schultze, the very exhausted news director of WKSU Public Radio in Kent, Ohio. So, ML, looking at these results, we had a problem with turnout in many counties in Ohio, and obviously there's a real problem with all of the GOP candidates connecting with minority voters. What do you see from these results that gives us a hint at how Ohio will go in the fall?
Well, Ohio is that wonderful petri dish that if any politician could take it and just do it in Ohio first, they'd learn how to do it right all over the country. We did see a lower turnout this election. Part of it was there was simply no contested primary on the Democratic side. On the Republican side, though, we heard two things from voters. One is they really were undecided right up until the final week before the election. The second part is the negative ads that just inundated this state just are succeeding in turning voters off. Now, that may be part of a strategy on some people's part because some folks believe that getting out the vote is not the number one concern of all the candidates. They want to get out their vote, but not a vote in general. And so there may be an attempt to actually, maybe not as deliberate as I make it sound, but not worry about it if the turnout's not that high.
But I mean, if we have a problem with turnout, does that mean that although Mitt Romney won, that these are not committed voters, that in the general, come the general election, not everyone will be unified behind the Republican nominee?
I do think that generally what we heard over and over again is people using expressions like anybody is better than that guy who's in there now. I just want to get rid of the guy who's there now. A lot of times they won't even use the president's name. So I think if people felt like Mitt Romney had to be their choice in order to defeat Barack Obama, that's what they would go with.
Well, you make a good point, though. Look, I think the president is going to use the Bush-Rove strategy of 2004, and that is to get a base turnout that is superior to anybody's expectation.
Did we just lose Ken Blackwell? That's Ken Blackwell, Senior Fellow for Family Empowerment at the Family Research Council. We'll try and get him back real quickly. But let's go back to ML Schultze, News Director of WKSU. And tell me a little bit about how these votes shook out. ML, who ended up going with? You heard Ken talking about how Mitt Romney had trouble connecting with blue-collar workers. How else did the demographics shake out in Ohio?
Well, just looking at the geographics of it, you look at the map of Ohio, and it is, if you give Santorum the red, it is red everywhere, except for the kind of a line from Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati.
You're kind of breaking up a little, but again, those are places which, come the fall, will probably be Democratic strongholds, correct?
Absolutely. So then he looks around, and you go beyond the geography, and whoever the Republican candidate is has to look at a couple core constituencies. The swing voters in the swing state of Ohio are Catholic voters. And the Catholic voters in Ohio and elsewhere, this might surprise some folks, have gone to Romney. They have not been going to Rick Santorum, even though he's a very open Catholic. So that's a key constituency they're going to be looking at. Catholic voters themselves, the reason they are swing voters is while they are socially conservative in some ways, in other ways, many of them take on the mission of the church, the social doctrine, the social activism of the church. And so there's a split within the Catholic community as well.
Well, we have Ken Blackwell back. Ken, let me let you finish your thought there.
Yeah, I was basically saying that I think President Obama is going to take a page out of the Bush-Rove strategy of 2004, and to get a superior turnout against expectations of his base. He's concentrated on five demographic groups, and he's going to try to drive them home and drive them past expectations. That worked for Bush. Everybody thought, well, you know, it's the 10% in the middle that will decide the 2004 election, and it wasn't. It was a base turnout vote, and that's what the president is going to do. And you have underscored a real challenge for the Republican candidate, no matter who he is, and that is, can you match the intensity of the Republican base to the intensity of the Democrat base? And that's going to be a challenge. And then maybe the swing vote in the middle will matter again.
Well, Ken, let me then just ask you. I'm sure you've heard about many of the Republicans beginning to focus on congressional races. Are the Republicans starting to think that their chances in the fall are perhaps weakening?
Well, I don't think it's an either or. I basically think that it's an insurance policy. Look, if President Obama pulls the rabbit out of the hat, for conservatives and for Republicans, making sure that there is a substantial majority in the Senate is going to be very important, or what we will see not only as an empowerment of the federal government, but we will see a packing of the federal courts with judicial activists, and that's a real concern.
But ML Schultze, it sounds like what you're saying is the results from Ohio show us that, in fact, Ohio in the fall could go for Obama.
Yes, it could, but at the same time, getting on that Senate question, that's another race that will be one of the top watched in the country, which is Sherrod Brown, Ohio senator, is facing a tough re-election, and once again, Ohio's the center of the universe.
And since you brought up something beyond the president, we should also mention that Representative Marcy Kaptur beat out longtime Congressman Dennis Kucinich in another tough-fought race out of Ohio last night. Thank you so much to ML Schultze, news director at WKSU, and Ken Blackwell, senior fellow for Family Empowerment at the Family Research Council. Thanks, guys. Get some sleep.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have a great day.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.